Welcome, everyone. I am so happy to see you. Do you guys think menopause, by the way, or middle age means your life is ending? Think again, because we are going to find out today that that is just the beginning of a new adventure of empowerment, fun, and meaning in just a moment with our special guest. Meanwhile, if you are new to the channel or if you've been here before, I'm so happy to see you. Welcome back. I am Joan of Angels. I am an intuitive guide, and my mission in life is to help you remember who you are, what your soul purpose is, your mission, your purpose, and how you can live the best life now. And I'm so happy to be here on the channel. Please like, subscribe, and share. And I also want to mention to some of you guys about my upcoming workshop on manifesting. So check that out, how to manifest practical reality, put your dreams into grounded states of being. So I'm just glad to see you. That's all I can say. This is a very special moment for me being here. Please like, subscribe, and share so we can just grow our channel. And you know, I'm coming back here from Conscious Life Expo where I was last weekend. And I discovered that when I told people I was Joan of Angels, many people knew who I was. So that's really, really exciting to know that we're getting out there to the world. All right, so before we talk about our guests, I want everyone to step into the miraculous with me. Take a deep breath in. And let it all out. Good. And you know, when we come together, it's a really divine moment. So let's take a deep breath in again. And let it all out. And meanwhile, let us know where you're from. And so we can all send energy and high vibrations to wherever you are from. All right. So I have a very, very special guest today. Her name is Carolyn Hodges. And she's a best-selling author, guys. She's known as a life change navigator. And her newest and latest book is entitled The Menopause Millionaire, A Guide to Prosperity and Meaning in the Second Half of Life, which definitely grabbed my attention. Let's put it that way. I live out in the desert where there's no one, very few people in the first part of their life here. So I thought, well, this is really timely to learn about that. So she's a best-selling author. But when she was approaching menopause, Carol was, her entire world fell apart, which drove her deeper into discovering herself. And so in a single year, and I know many of you can relate to this, she experienced bankruptcy, divorce, and her daughter's death. And yet she chose to be inspired rather than defeated. And she created a roadmap for personal fulfillment, not just for herself, but for many of us. And the other thing I want to tell you is that she works both with men and women. So this menopause thing, which is, quote, a woman, feminine, divine feminine, really impacts both sexes. So let's bring Carol on, and you're going to get to hear about it for yourself. Welcome, Carol.
Oh, Joan, it's delightful to be here.
It really is. And you're in my favorite town, Fallbrook. But yeah, we met when she was in the desert. So Carol was coming out to the desert. A good friend of mine said, you have to meet her. And once I started talking to her, I knew I had to bring her on. So tell us a bit about you. Like, what did you do before menopause? Let's start there. Was your life before menopause?
Yes, it was.
Right.
At that time, I was in business with my now ex-husband. Mm-hmm. We were handling money. We did some private limited partnerships. I also, for fun, I did musical theater. I sang, tap danced, and really enjoyed that period of my life. In fact, I look back, and as I got under a lot of stress, I realized the ability to get out and sing and dance actually brought me through. I had something light, something uplifting to pull me through some of the dark parts. And you know, already mentioned, it got a little darker right at menopause.
Well, it does. And that's probably the hormones change of life. Maybe spirit does that so we get a chance to reevaluate where we are and where we're going also. You know, it gives us a break, you know, to reevaluate. So what happened? So it sounds like your whole menopause experience coupled with divorce, sounds like you went through a lot of changes all at one time.
Essentially, I started over because we'd lost our house. And so I had moved out. I mean, the house was going into foreclosure anyhow, but I really began again. And it was an interesting time. I had never even made my own resume up to that point, because family, other people would give me jobs. It's just the way it worked. So here I was reaching menopause, and I had to create a resume to go get a job for the first time, even after working all along. And I began to really, I guess when you get down to kind of basics, you begin to really think what life is all about. Because I can remember going to a job interview, and I was up in San Francisco at the time. And there are people on the street, they actually have regular spots outside of some of the parking garages where they're asking for money. And I walked past one of them, and I realized he had more money in his little bucket than I had in my bank account. And yet, I also had a deep feeling that if I trusted, and of course, I keep taking the next step, but keep trusting and moving forward, the answers would show up. That it was stressful, but I never gave up. I just figured, keep on going. I have something to give. And I may not know what it is right now, but it will show up for me.
Hold that thought for a second. I am actually going to do something no one ever does online. I'm going to remove. Unmute my mic. And let's see if that's a little better. I'm going to look to see if Tina. Okay, Tina's shaking her head in the back room. Perfect. You know, that thing is too limiting. Okay, so what I just heard from you is that you made up your mind that no matter what was happening, and it wasn't looking pretty, it was messy. I'm in this messy place thinking about even Earth is messy these days, but you were messy, came to the realization that you still had a lot to offer, even though you were older, yeah. Right? Going through menopause and suddenly having no money at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your self-worth then somehow was strong enough at the time, it sounds like, to sort of help you through this change.
It was. And I think we all look at our strengths. I knew that I could learn new things. I'd always been good at learning new things. And at that point, I ended up getting a job in technology. The interesting thing, it was video conferencing technology.
Oh, that's
back
crazy.
When it was very expensive units. We couldn't do things like this. We had right. to get a very big unit. But it was all new to me. I had never done that before. And of course, I had a strange criteria. I wanted any job where I didn't need to talk to attorneys, because I'd had to do a lot of that
in your life.
Sorry to any attorneys out there. I am sure many of you do useful things, but
You had person. I get it. So out of that one field, you were really clear that you were changing your life completely in a new field. So you got into technology.
Meanwhile, I was also newly single, just over age 50. And so I began to feel a little lonely by myself and began to date. And I had no idea I would be single for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as I look back on, was some of the biggest learning that I had about myself. I knew how to be married for a long time and really kind of maybe pressed down some of my own self within the marriage. But I began to learn my own value. And after 15 years, I had a very funny incident because one of the men I was dating told me he had to break up with me because I have a problem. I am too optimistic.
No.
I mean, I leave papers and dust things, and there's other things that I would think I need to improve, but he had a problem with my optimism.
So your attitude.
Yeah. Then I dated another gentleman. I couldn't believe it when after 6 months of dating, he told me the same thing. I am too optimistic. That's when I finally, I had a little talk with God.
Right. Oh, I love this.
I realized in myself that I value being optimistic. And I thought I'd rather wake up alone and be optimistic than with somebody who found that that was a problem.
We should quote that, Tina. That's important. I'd rather wake up alone than wake up with someone that doesn't share my values and my heart. Totally. This is important.
So I talked with God and I said, look, you know that I would love to have a partner in my life. But I said, I'm putting it in your hands. I'm going to get off all internet dating. I'm not going to go around looking, but I am going to go live my life and find community where I'm valued. And if I am meant to be with someone, you'll need to put him right in front of me. Well, it was about 4 months later when I was planning to meet a girlfriend to consider sharing an apartment. And
at our age, that's so cute.
I met her at an event where we planned to talk about this. And she came up to me and said, you know, something else came up. I can't meet with you. It just so happened that we both knew this one gentleman, Paul, and he happened to be standing there visiting with both of us. Now, I had met him at numerous different events, but there was nothing going on between us, no chemistry. But he said, gee, would you like to have dinner with me? And that was the beginning. There's more story after that, but that was the beginning. He was put right in front of me. We had dinner. It led to his showing me around San Diego for places to live. And you know, it grew into a relationship. And we've been married since 2014 now.
I love that story. And you know, I remember getting out when I left my husband. I spent a lot, and the father of my children, I spent a lot of years being single because I felt like I didn't know who I was. Okay. Yeah. I felt like I had been so busy taking care of other people. I'd been a chiropractor and then a mother and a wife. And I didn't even feel like an interesting person at the time. I said to myself, I'm going to spend time becoming a woman, the woman that the woman I want to be. I want to be a woman that I want to know, that's an interesting person, that has something to offer. And so I used those 10 years in particular after that to really step into becoming the kind of woman I would admire.
Yes. So
you did the same thing.
I think that's one of the elements of growing in the second half of life is beginning to really dive into yourself, to beginning to appreciate. And thank heavens I didn't end up with any of the men I dated over those 15 years, because it really took that time for me to begin to discover and value myself and see that it's okay. I now set boundaries around behavior around me. Everybody's learning. I respect all people, but I don't need to hang around with all people. I need to look for ones where we can together lift up ourselves and others.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that it was going into menopause itself, like knowing you're going into a change, that stimulated your breaking, you know, walking away from this marriage? Did that help give you the confidence? How did that unfold for you?
For me, menopause was something I thought I could just ignore. I thought, okay, this change is coming. And I had some unexpected things. One of the symptoms that I had was forgetting things. My mind would go blank. I had great moments of humility. There was a time in my new job that I had to make an announcement, and they had a phone system at that point. You'd punch a few buttons and you would be talking to everyone in the organization. I had a message to give, so I pressed the buttons. I'm talking to everyone, and I said, "Hello, this is Carol." My mind went blank.
Yes.
I think I'm having a blonde moment. I will have to call you back. There was no way to erase it. I just think when you are going through menopause, at least be with people who are supportive and have a sense of humor. Because I got ripped all that day.
That's pretty funny. I swear that yesterday or today there was something that happened that I said, "I'm having a blonde moment," which was like I couldn't remember why I was there or what I was doing. It was kind of very funny. Well, I didn't have a memory loss until I got done with menopause. Then and people who listen to me on the show know they're always helping me out with major quotes that I get wrong, or the name of the movie that I get wrong, or the song. And I so appreciate when we get that help, guys. So let's continue on this. This is very fascinating, Carol. And so I want to know then, well, we're talking about menopause and change of life, and you're also talking about how you've been able to teach people how this change of life could be very financially prosperous. You can become a millionaire during this time. What is that all about, in a sense?
As we think of $1 million, now, if somebody came and handed it to me right now, naturally, we'd all love that. That you'd feel very rich.
Right.
However, your audience, by the time you have hit 50, almost everyone will have had $1 million flow through their fingers.
Absolutely.
That's plus, not a lot of money per year. And the fact is that if you live and retire, you'll need $1 million and perhaps more. It doesn't show up, however, as a big stack of money. It shows up as the ability that the cash flow over time. And your job really is to find, how will I create this cash flow? One of the things I take people through is an exercise to begin to say, where is some of that? Looking at Social Security, looking at pensions. Those are cash flows. Looking at investments, and then looking and beginning to realize, if you're 50, you still have, let's say, 20 years to find your $1 million cash flow, but you have to get busy with it. And this is why I pegged it at menopause. That's generally around age 50. So men, if you're around age 50, this applies to you as well.
Right. I want them to know, or if you're married to someone. Yeah. What was that?
Oh, they have to find that cash flow starting at age 50 to begin to say, where will this come from?
Right.
And it's so important because there are many people out there who, like me, felt like I was young then and vital and I could start new things. All of this would be great. But I didn't recognize that money is an energy that takes time. You can invest money and it will grow on its own if you have done some good investments. But that's over time. If you wait too long, a lot of your choices disappear. By age 65, there were some different things I offered in the area of insurance that they're just no longer available. You can't get them. They don't sell them to you anymore. So it's important to look at that point. Not everything's right for every person. And I am not someone who says, this is the way to go. Absolutely do this. The thing is, you do need to find out for yourself. You need to go through a checklist and see, where am I? And what can I do? And recognize what kind of a person you are. Some people are good investors in real estate. Others may do different things. You may have a house and be able to reverse mortgage. There's many things to look at. And I just say, go through it, make your checklist, find out about these things that maybe you don't know about so that you can begin to make very good decisions.
So this is all part of what you call the roadmap to personal fulfillment, right?
Yes. And the one thing we've hit on, but we haven't really talked about is that each one of us have different ideas what that last half of life entails. You may have grandchildren and you want to live near them, and that's extremely important to you. That has to fit into your financial world. You may want to go to Africa and set up new villages, and you could do anything that you wish. But your finances also have to fit into that plan. So it's looking at a bigger plan than just the money.
Right. Right. So you're suggesting, and that makes a lot of sense, and for anyone 50 and above, actually, to start to look at, okay, we've come this far astrologically, our life, this has been the active part. Now from 50 to 70, 75 is kind of one phase, and then there's that last phase, in a sense, where people, but it's important to know, I really do agree with you. It's important to know what you want to accomplish now. And you put in prosperity and meaning. And so many people think of prosperity, but they forget this thing of meaning. So talk a little bit about the meaning for you.
I think the meaning for me is recognizing our spiritual nature. That to me, my belief is I am spirit having a human experience. And in that, it's appreciating the human part. I mean, we all live in one body. We have to take care of it and sleep and feed and all of those wonderful things.
We're human.
We're human. But I began to realize, what purpose am I here for? And I began to realize that's part of why I needed to write this book. As I look back and all the things I had been pulled to, whether it was musical theater, because I'm very comfortable on stage, I enjoy it, but I realized it was more than the singing and dancing. There were moments in singing when sometimes you would connect to the audience. You would all be in one space experiencing something together. And I began to realize, you know, that was there in my life for a reason. Not everybody is called to do that, but I was. Mm-hmm. And so I began to really say, how do I put this all together? My desire to learn about finances and technology, along with singing and dancing. And being a mom, having kids, what what brought it all together? And that was really the beginning of my book, which is why I ask questions at the end of each chapter and look at those as the keys, mm-hmm. so that you can begin to still self-coach and do some of that dive for yourself. And I believe some of it's kind of natural, that I think a lot of us wonder after midlife, you've learned things. You don't get to midlife without challenges, without things that didn't go the way that you want. But how did you handle them? And what are you confronting now? It's there to teach us.
Right. And really, what haven't you done yet? You know, all those visions and dreams we have when we're 20, 21, 25. Now you're 50. What haven't you done when you're so busy raising your family and getting your financial, your career, you know, off to a good start? So it sounds like very interesting. So you have created a program basically in your book, in this Menopause Millionaire book, which is actually menopause being a broad term for that change of life in both maybe men and women.
Yes.
And there's hormonal changes, I should mention, for both men and women at that phase of life. We all go crazy a certain way because the hormonal shift. But your whole point, I love where you're coming from this moment on in your life, you can have what you want. You can have a new adventure, new empowerment. You can have fun. You can actually start again.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you.
And that's the best way. It's like being present. Start right where you are, because you're there for a reason. And whether that's you're just coming off of a success or something that you put forward didn't turn out the way you'd like. But start there and say, what has my life been about? We've all had experiences. Well, why did I have these? What were they there to teach me? And I believe that's a wonderful opportunity to look at ourselves again, that self-love and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
That is a core, because none of us are perfect. I've made plenty of mistakes. In fact, that's one of my statements, is smart women can make dumb mistakes.
Well, there's that book.
I can testify to
that. Yes. It is true. Smart women can make foolish mistakes, but you know, smart women learn quickly and then, just like you, turn around, write books about it, and do service to others in a way that you're teaching others from your experience.
Yes.
And it sounds like you also were really productive even before your menopause in terms of making money and knowing how to handle you know, kind of investments and a big picture, right? So you've learned to handle large sums and large kinds of projects. And I think that sounds like it got you through also where you were going.
Well, I have a true story. I picked up a check for over $1 million.
Oh.
We had a long-term project.
Check over $1 million.
Yeah, we had a long-term project. I went over and I was up in San Francisco area. So I was coming, I picked up the check. I'm coming across the Bay Bridge in an SUV with my $1,148,000 check on the seat next to me. And as I'm coming across, there's a lot of traffic. And so we're all stop and go. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody hits the back of my car.
SUV, the check went flying. No.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, here's a real packed, you know, 6-lane bridge. And I looked behind me, and there was a car that the paint was coming off. It had rust on it. And I looked at this person behind me. There was a man there And he looked like he was having a bad day. And now he's just hit the back of my car. I looked at him. I looked at the check next to me and I said, I'm not getting out of the car.
I don't need to.
I don't need to. If there's nothing happened, I'll deal with it later.
I saw nothing. I felt nothing. No one hit me. Life is good. That's what you said, right?
That's what I said. I want to tell you the difference it made in my life.
Yeah. So I want you to know something. I drove over that Golden Gate Bridge with a $3.7 million check in 2005. 2004, the end of 2000, and I could tell you that that does feel good, guys. Never hit a woman with a $1 million check in her car, because that's life. That's the moral of that story. But that's so empowering, and the fact that you now knew you could do anything, and that the little things didn't matter anymore.
No, I began to realize that whatever it looks like in the moment, that's not the whole story.
Right. I love that story. I just love, love, love that story. And that guy must have been very relieved, because he's probably, I can already feel his energy. Plus, no one in their right mind stops on the Golden Gate Bridge coming over. Honestly, in the middle of rush hour traffic, it makes no sense. Yes. So I do get that. So, okay, so people can get your book, The Millionaire.
And Amazon. In case they don't remember that link, just remember.
Well, I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it for a second, because I went and found it.
Oh, good.
So let's show it for a second. Let's see. Always looks different to me when I show things. So share. Okay. Can you see it?
Yes.
You did. Okay. I made a mistake and almost lost us. Hold on. Okay, good. Yeah. So the menopause, this is great. I love the cover, by the way. And it actually is the keys to prosperity and meaning in the second half of life, meaning that, and this is the best time, really, because the first half of our life, we're really struggling to sort of make it all happen. There's almost no time to enjoy all of this. So is there anything you want to share about the book for all of us?
Well, right now it is a new release, and I've made it to number 2.
I didn't even know that.
And make it to number 1.
Okay, how many more books do we need to sell to make it to number 1?
You know, I wish I knew, because it all depends how many of other books get sold in the same day. They rank them all hour by hour.
Hour by hour. Okay, guys, but we have a best... On her way to being the best-selling, you are a bestseller, obviously, even being number 2. This is the book. What I really like about it, and what you've helped share with me, is that honestly, and I know it sounds crazy, I never thought about it, but menopause is really a state that impacts both men and women. It impacts your marriage. It impacts your relationships. It's as important for your partner as it is for you, whether, you know, whoever your partner is. So I think... And to think that we can use that energy to recreate our life and start again, you know, to plant new seeds of intention. And that's when many people find me, that they want to start working. They go, God, that my life doesn't have the meaning it used to have. You know, I don't feel so self-assured anymore. Or so I love your book, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you.
I know you also coach people. Why don't we talk a little bit about your coaching program? Then you can tell everyone how to find you.
Sure. Yeah. My coaching program is on carolhodges.com. There's an E on my first name. That sometimes throws people off. But I have it there, and I call it Life Change Navigation. And this is for both men and women, because I really focus on how you move into that higher self of recognizing the impact that you want to make in life. I find that leaders like this kind. It's very limited. I have no more than 5 clients at a time, because we go deep. And I'm sure that you know this as well, Joan, that when you kind of, you're tapping and connecting, I kind of live with every client that I have. We kind of live together for a while. Not no, you don't move into my house, but
I got it.
Each other's energy.
But that's how involved you become. And I really like the way you state that. And this is really for all of you. How do you know coaching is for you? Is when, what is the impact you really want to make in your life? And if you're not making that impact now, what steps to take to be able to do that? So, Carol, I like the way you actually word that.
Yeah, it came to me because I sailed for a while. I had a 54-foot sailboat, and we would go out on the bay and then out on the ocean. And I began to learn that there's an art to it, because you don't work, it's not all something you do. You have to work with nature and the winds and the currents, all of those things. And I feel life is like that. You have to look at the currents and the winds of what's in your life and know where you're going in order to navigate there. So it is very, very personal. And I've also gone into companies and I've worked with people there to help in their communication, to understand each other's personality styles and needs. Because there's some very simple things, don't often happen, but I've gone in, and when you get people to really discover their gifts and share it, productivity goes up, respect goes up. People begin to realize that, oh, the reason one guy comes in early and closes his door, or, you know, hates it when someone else comes in and talks to him, is because he's focusing right then. He wants to do it before other people come in. But until that's stated, people are annoying each other. The talkative person says, I can't just walk past. That's rude. He'll think I don't like him. And the person in there is, the guy who wants to work hard is like, why can't she leave me alone so that I can focus? So there's some simple things that have just transformed companies. And I love doing that as well.
You have such a great persona, Carol. I feel you on a big level. You have like a global kind of persona, someone who can handle large jobs, large companies, large sums of money. I'm sure more $1 million checks came, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the feeling I get from you, which is really lovely and comforting. So guys, we have had a chance to meet Carol Hodges and kind of tune into our own state of where we're at. I know not all of you are going through the second half of your life, but trust me, I guarantee at some moment you will be, okay? It's a guarantee we will all get to this phase. It's like when I was pregnant, at some point I knew the baby was going to be born. No matter what I did, that baby was going to come out. You know, we're all kind of growing younger gracefully, is the way I want to put it. And you're preparing people for how to step into this part of your life with grace and ease and financially comfortable.
Yes.
Financially and personally, and maybe spiritually comfortable is what I'm hearing. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Any last thing you want to say to us?
Well, if you want to reach me, there's also a way to do that on carolhodges.com. You can connect there.
All right, Carol, we will see you next time. We're so appreciative. On behalf of I'm going to have to get some clapping sound in the background, because it was so wonderful to have you and experience your personal power as it's grown with your femininity. Okay. That's how I could say it. I think that sounded good. Thank you.
Beautiful. I like that. Thank you.
I like that. All right. Well, I like that. I learned a lot from Carol. I hope you all reach out, get that book. The book is really helpful to create a plan for prosperity, financial success, kind of to have comfort, grace, and ease as you grow younger in your 50s and beyond. So that was just really helpful. And life is not over when you're older. So I know I talk about my sister a lot. She is so funny. She's actually younger than me. And she says, well, you know, Joan, I'm retiring. I'm getting ready to just slow down and take things easy. But that's not the way all of us approach this phase of life, guys. I am not taking it easy. I'm having more fun in creating my own practical plans for living and helping you guys remember who you are and what you're doing. So reach out to Carol and look for her and tell her Joan sent you. You saw on Joan's show. And like, subscribe, and share our work so we can grow our channels. And by the way, you can find me on Telegram these days. And also, I did my second TikTok video. I'm hysterical. Well, I'm trying. I met this comedian who told me that I'll have 1 million followers on TikTok if I just do Joan. So you can find me doing Joan on that. But meanwhile, guys, I have our upcoming manifesting class coming up next week. Atina will put up the link for it. Check it out. Sign up for it so you can kind of get ready for Carol's book on practical, you know, menopausing and prosperity. So we're all on that same wavelength of grounding dreams into reality. So let's see. And also check out joanofangels.com. Get your free ebook on living your soul purpose. All right. That's enough for today. I want to thank you for stepping into the miraculous with us. May you be prosperous. May you feel inspired as you step into your destiny and on your soul path this life. We will see you all next time. Thanks so much for being with us.